The Book of Micah, Chapter 1. The word of the Lord that came to Micah the Merarite in the days of Jotham, Ahaz, and Hezekiah, kings of Judah, which he saw concerning Samaria and Jerusalem. Hear, all you people, hearken, O earth, and all that is in it, and let the Lord God be witness against you, the Lord from his holy temple. For, behold, the Lord comes forth out of his place, and will come down, and tread upon the high places of the earth. And the mountains shall be melted under him, and the valleys shall be split, as wax before the fire, and as the waters that are poured down a steep place. For the transgression of Jacob is all this, and for the sins of the house of Israel. What is the transgression of Jacob? Is it not Samaria? And what are the high places of Judah? Are they not Jerusalem? Therefore I will make Samaria like a heap in the field, and a place for planting of a vineyard, and I will pour down its stones into the valley, and I will uncover her foundations. And all her graven images shall be beaten to pieces, and all her pay shall be burned with the fire, and all her idols will I lay desolate, for she gathered it from the pay of a harlot, and they shall return to the pay of the harlot. Therefore I will lament and wail, I will go stripped and naked, I will make a wailing like the jackals, and mourning like the ostriches. For her wound is incurable, for it has come unto Judah, it has come unto the gate of my people, even to Jerusalem. Declare it not at Gath, weep not at all, in the house of Ephraim roll yourself in the dust. Pass on your way, you inhabitant of Saphir, in naked shame, the inhabitant of Zanon came not forth at the morning of Bethazel, he shall take from you his standing place. For the inhabitant of Meroth waited anxiously for good, but disaster came down from the Lord unto the gate of Jerusalem. O you inhabitant of Lachish, harness the chariot to the swift steeds, it is the beginning of sin to the daughter of Zion, for the transgressions of Israel were found in you. Therefore shall you give presents to Moresheth-Geth, the houses of Achzib shall be a deceit to the kings of Israel. Yet will I bring an heir unto you, O inhabitant of Maresha, he shall come unto Adullam, the glory of Israel. Make yourselves bald, and cut your hair because of your precious children, enlarge your baldness like an eagle, for they shall go into captivity from you.